This is Only a Game. I'm Karen Gibbon.
There's a deep drive to center field. Get up, ball. Get out of here. And gone. Home run number one for Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
That's from May 15th. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. didn't stop there. His numbers haven't quite equaled the hype, at least not yet. But at just 20 years and 114 days, Vlad Jr. will be the youngest ever to compete in the Home Run Derby when that event is held on Monday. Vlad Jr.'s father, Vladimir Guerrero Sr., won Major League Baseball's Home Run Derby back in 2007. Baseball loves a good father-son story, but this one holds extra emotion for former broadcaster and Expos fan Abe Hefter. Here's Abe in his own words.
When the Expos were born, that was a very special time. I remember there was an introduction of the players in downtown Montreal.
Does Montreal love the Expos? How's this for a welcome home parade? In the middle of a normal working day, too.
And I was there, and I was awestruck with the personalities all larger than life to a 15-year-old.
Greetings, everybody. This is Hal Kelly, along with Don Drysdale. We're at Jarry Park in Montreal.
They weren't a very good team in the early days, but Jarry Park was a magical place to watch a ball game. I just wanted to be there. I wanted to follow the team. You know, I guess the love affair began at that point. I left Montreal in 76, worked in Toronto for a number of years, and then I returned to Montreal in 1981. And that was a very exciting time for the Montreal Expos.
Olympic Stadium, Montreal, Canada, hit with a day-long rain yesterday that postponed the drama of the fifth and deciding game of the National League Championship.
Blue Monday was a playoff game with the Dodgers. The Expos looking for their first shot at a World Series. I was at that ballpark covering that game, and it was so close.
That ball is out of here, and a home run for Rick Monday, and the Dodger bench clears.
I remember sitting there and thinking, did this just happen? You could hear a pin drop, and there were a lot of people at Olympic Stadium that day.
Leading it off is Guerrero. First pitch swinging up the middle, his first ever career base hit. And according to scouting reports, the first of many that young man will get.
Vladimir Guerrero, when he broke in with the Expos mid-90s, there I was 3,000 miles away in Vancouver, British Columbia. But through the magic of television, I could see just exactly what a splendid ball player Vladimir Guerrero was.
What a shot by Vladimir Guerrero, his 30th home run.
And then I was back in Montreal in 2002. So I did get to see Vladimir Guerrero play at Olympic Stadium.
May not have been a strike, but boy, he leaned out there and drilled it.
He was a notoriously bad ball hitter. He'd go after the bad balls, but he'd hit them. And an arm, you know, he could hit a moving target from 1,000 yards. I made that up, but he probably could.
But that's a pretty good gun out there named Vladimir Guerrero.
Yeah, more like a cannon, to tell you the truth. He ended up picking up.
And it was just magnificent to watch, but the clock began to tick on the club.
What a shot by Vladimir Guerrero, and it is 5-0 Anaheim.
He left the club. He signed with Anaheim. I guess the Expos then would have had one more year to play, and then they were done. I was there for the club's last game.
Underneath the Teflon sky in Montreal's Olympic Stadium, an outpouring of emotion. Fans have come in droves here tonight to give their team a send-off.
I was working morning radio at the time when the Expos literally packed their bags and moved to Washington. I took it personally. The Washington Nationals are not my team. They never were my team. There's no continuity there now.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and goats of all ages, are you ready for...
So I've been in Hartford since January 2017, and I follow the Hartford Yardgoats, AA baseball team.
Hartford Yardgoats!
Last season, you know, I'm checking the schedule, and there's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. And I thought to myself, I need to be there for that. I watched Guerrero smack a number of balls very hard for no other reason than to be there, to take it in, to experience it, to relive memories, to look back at what was a generation ago for the Guerreros and what was a generation ago for me as well.
Let's go, Vladdy, the chant here in Toronto.
And then again, if you fast forward another year, there's Guerrero Jr. Moving up the ranks, AA, AAA, Buffalo, and then his Major League Baseball debut this season with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Junior, much different than senior. Senior swung at everything. Junior's a very selective hitter. Walks more than.
It's something that's taken me full circle. As a fan, I find it very frustrating, you know, to live in the past. And Vlad Guerrero Jr. helped me live in the moment.
That's former broadcaster and Expos fan Abe Hafter. Abe is now an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Hartford.